with 192 on regular, and the high is San Francisco at $3.
The U.S. average diesel price right now is $2.51 a gallon. That's down 2 pennies from 2 weeks ago as well. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on from the KCNR studios.
Where are
in
we?
In the center. The center of Reading. Downtown Reading, right here at Ground Zero. The beginning of the change right here. On this street.
Beginning of the change.
Beginning of the evolution of Reading, right here. 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Your nautical Hawaiian shirt on.
Indeed. It's that season.
Yes, it is. Okay. Good morning, Linda Bob.
Well, and Bob and Brenda did wonderful work at... I need a little bit more headphones. I don't know where I am.
Okay, let me find
Let's see. Guys, we're trying to get the... What, am I mixed up with somebody now? You know, we all had tons of people in here over the show. Where are my... There we go. Thank you so much, everybody, and welcome to the show. 7:06 in the morning. And Bob and Brenda, you were... you did a wonderful job at the production for Dancing with the Stars on Saturday night.
Well, it was our honor, once again, to produce the little vignettes that appeared before each performance, and then we shot the whole thing to be presented as a keepsake to all the participants. So it was an interesting night as basically, along with a couple of good friends who we hire on as crew, we essentially build a TV studio and then tear it back down at the end of the night. So,
well, it was wonderful. And, of course, each of the what they would call the celebrity dancers start off with little vignettes about what One Safe Place means to them. And then after the second round, the dancers, what it means for the dancers. All in all, they raised $90,000. It
wow.
came out to $90,000. I've got an email from Christy Hansen, as we all did, like a mass email to everybody involved. And I had the great honor of being asked to judge again. It was fun with Lon Curry, along with Lynn Curry and Chris Gomez.
Yeah. Well, Christy and I had several chances to talk, and she credits Maggie John with – Stacey Bertagna,
mm-hmm.
11 years ago, with coming up with this crazy idea of having the same as the TV series mm-hmm. as a fundraiser, and it has now become the major fundraiser mm-hmm. for the Shasta Women's Refuge, now One Safe Place. Far surpassing the crab feed, not by much, but it is still their major event of the year, and it is it's become
surpasses
a community.
Surpasses the crab feed?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Because you have a lot of expenditures on
okay,
that
that's
crab
true.
Feed.
You do,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and you know what? There's a lot of people there, and I have to take I have to give a little tip of the hat to Danny Knott, Daniel Knott, who is part of K2. The development group down here.
And character.
People don't know how funny this guy is, and he's out there. He's a hell of a good businessman. And they're building, of course, they're building this multi-use facility here and looking at building another one here right down here in town and part of this this renovation of downtown Reading. But he comes out and he dances on the second dance, dancing on like a bar with cowboy boots, his Levi's, and a sleeveless vest. And he's, and it was, that was, now that was funny. And, but it was good too. I mean, they got tens.
The tutu will follow him around for the rest of his life.
He came out for the final bow. Everybody's got their regular, their dancing costume on, except he comes out in a tutu, a pink tutu. And because he said when he grew up, he always wanted to be a ballerina or an astronaut.
Well, I will, you know, besides that, and aside from that. A really well executed night. Dancers.
Tyler Whitlow.
It was just a beautiful night. People really put their hearts and soul into it. And I felt like this was the first time, if they had nerves, didn't feel that. Felt the joy that they somehow were able to capture the moment of the joy. And all, each one of the dancers, along with their partners, were just, it was a fun night. It was a really fun, really different night.
Yeah.
And a fun night. So hats off to that. Now, going into the weather, currently 76 degrees. It's going to be 103 today with our lows of around 71. Tuesday calls for a hot day with 101. Wednesday calls for 102. Get ready for this. We've got to get our fan in the attic fixed. Because when we go into the weekend.
Yes. Okay. We'll get
we
the
go
guy in
into
there.
103 Friday, 104
it
Saturday.
It just doesn't have a switch on it. It's hot wired. So we've got to figure out. I'm going to run out and look at the breakers.
Something
and all
flipped. Yeah. Saturday, 107 and Sunday, 107. That could get into hotter as we
now,
know as we
Monday,
fluctuate.
Next Monday. Did I see next Monday supposed to be 112?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, late in this week, we're still following this, thunderstorms could develop over the North State. It was a when, not an if it was going to happen, and that's going to have fire crews on high alert.
It's,
with or without those, be fire safe, folks. This is it. This is the bad time.
It already has. Governor Brown declared a state of emergency in Butte County. They've got those fires going there. 4,000 people evacuated. And then the fires from down south. And then now the heat that's coming through there. This, if you take a look at the weather map today, everything east of us is in red, is on red alert. And we're not. But it doesn't mean that we're not hot and we can't start a fire in a heartbeat.
Well, the weather, by the way, got to say this, sorry, it's my Monday. Let me get my Monday mouth on. Monday mouth. There you go. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Give them a call today.
Okay. Hey, Bob, how'd you wake up this morning?
How did I wake up?
How did you wake up this morning, Bob?
The clock radio went on, and I heard the opening tones of the BBC.
I got you, babe? What is it? I got
no,
you, babe?
No, no,
okay,
no,
you sure? It's not I got you, babe?
No.
Where'd that come from?
That is from Groundhog.
There you
Day.
Go. Okay, now, Linda, how'd you wake up this morning?
I woke up super early today. I had kind of a restless from about 2 o'clock on, so I don't know when I woke up. I'm not sure I ever went back to sleep.
I thought it was Elk Killer licking your little face this
morning.
Well,
no, no. See, you don't realize that it was a 2, a 3, a 4. But I know what you're getting to because we're going to talk to you about
okay,
a story
how would you like
that will creep you out.
How would you like to wake up to the sound of something crunching in your head and realize a black bear has got you by your skull and is clamped down and is pulling you out of your sleeping bag? And not only did it pull this 19-year-old guy out of his sleeping bag and was dragging him away 10 to 12 feet, he's punching it. The bear's not letting loose. The rest of the guys with him. This was a survival, outdoor survival camp for young people. Now, these were all of the, these guys were all the trainers. These are the guys that are trainers. The 12 and 13-year-olds were in, you know, regular tents out there. And the rest of the guys jump up and they start, now get this. They started swatting, get this, swatting the bear as opposed to picking up a entrenching tool and whacking the bear. No, they swatted the bear. Finally, the bear lets loose of the 19-year-old. And then, but it didn't run away. They had to chase it away. It begrudgingly gave way till they could get it out of the area. So this 19-year-old has got this bite mark on his head. But he's okay. He said, I woke up, it was crunching. See, I would have woke up to pain.
Yeah,
He woke up to a crunching sound. So, anyway, I know what? If you got to wake up in the morning, of course, if you have elk killer licking your face, that's nice. But to have a bear wake you up by pulling you out of your sleeping bag. And by the way, you know what a camper in a sleeping bag is to a bear.
That's a burrito.
All it is. It's a burrito. You know, he saw a burrito out there and he started taking it out.
Well, with that article this morning, Carl, there are 3 bear attacks.
Yeah.
Before we take this quick break, Karen Williams was almost at 24 when she yelled no at a bear charging her. At mile 24, Williams just crested the top of a hill during a New Mexico marathon, she wrote on Facebook, and threw her arms up before she was taken down by the bear. Her body soon was being raked and clawed and bitten. This is no joke. When she cried out in pain, the bear bit into her neck and tried to shake her.
Oh, trying to break her neck.
Williams rolled into a ball and played dead. The bear had a cub nearby. Thankfully, her attacker was distracted by the cub up a tree. While the bear made her way to the cub, she glanced back at Williams. So you just never know, folks. Anyway, she's okay. Just she was airlifted to a hospital where she was treated for injuries. That happened in Valley Caldera National Park Reserve in Los Alamos. Anyway, so what we're seeing here is that we're having bear sightings a lot all over.
May I throw out one thing before we go in? We have had two tragic deaths on Shasta Lake.
I was going to talk about that in the next segment.
Okay,
in the next
segment.
I want to talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah.
And a couple other things that are happening because of the weather and other things. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 76 degrees, going up to 103 today. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460, we're at Ground Zero. in the reclamation of Redding right here. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 76 degrees. How hot's it going to get today?
It's going to be 103 today with our lows tonight of 71. Again, we just read the weather earlier. It's going to be a really hot week, so we want to prepare you for that. Tomorrow calls for 101, and Wednesday calls for 102, and throughout the week we just get hotter and hotter. So Sunday calls for 107, but tomorrow that may change. We may get even hotter. Bob was talking about
news flash, July in Redding.
Yeah. Yes, July in Redding.
Before we get to our guests, we want to talk a little quickly about Lake Shasta has had two tragedies. One of them, of course, two families were out together, and the girl that was driving, and she was 16 years old. So she was, it wasn't like she was a 12-year-old. She was 16 years old. When she made the turn, the boat hit a wake. She lost control of it and ran right back over the young man that was on the, I guess she was pulling a raft or something. And he was killed.
Bob, you need to weigh in here.
And then the second one was just this past weekend, late last week, where the family was on the boat and they were trying to get the engine started. And then they realized their 7-year-old wasn't there. And unfortunately, he drowned.
Yeah. In both these cases, they were prop accidents. And that is
How was the second one a prop accident?
That's right. The
he just fell off the back.
He fell
by
off
the engine.
Back and he didn't. Yeah, yeah he right. didn't.
They found, the prop, found his little flip-flops.
Yeah, had the prop whoa. Started, but it was a moot point. The auxiliary, of course, is out there promoting at all times, and even on especially on a houseboat, anytime children are on the deck, they do need to be in their life jackets. In the case of the first incident, that wouldn't have helped. We hear so many times, "Oh, I don't need to wear a life jacket. I'm a great swimmer." That doesn't help if you're unconscious when you hit the water.
Yeah.
So we just need to, when you're on the water, your head has to be on a swivel. There's just no two ways about it. And take a boating safety course. Pretty soon California is going to require that in order to be able to operate a motorized vessel.
The other thing, too, is drinking. You can get arrested for DUI on the water just like you can driving your car.
And maybe, it dings maybe your
you
license.
Maybe you don't realize that, but that's a DUI. And, you're going to pay for that one. Okay, just I guess the bottom line, that and the two motorcyclists were just run over last night by somebody that pulled in front of them. Again, you have to be aware of what's going on out there. They're both in serious condition. The riders of the motorcycle, driver of the car is okay. Okay, now on to a happier thing.
Well, absolutely. But, we want to say as we finish that off, right, Carlos, that the final thoughts, if there are never any final thoughts, but I mean our hearts and our prayers go out to the families, the community around the families, it's just so when these things tragically happen in the summer hot months, any time of the year, we just want to let you know that we keep you in our thoughts and our prayers. Again, now we think on a positive note about what's going on in life, and we have a wonderful guest with us, Martha Fletcher, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce in this one of our favorite places that's, I think, a big secret kind of still, Fall River Mills.
Yes.
Well, good morning. And you're here to promote, to talk about the community and upcoming music series and what's going on in Fall River Mills.
Well, Fall River Mills just had their, I believe it was their centennial. They did have the people who had graduated from Fall River Mills High School. So that was kind of a big deal. And our kickoff event was Friday, the 7th. It's an agricultural community, kind of small. If you like that small town feel and you want to come down and small town, frosty, we don't have like a McDonald's or anything like that. We do have a supermarket. We have a hospital. And we do have a fairgrounds. And that's typically where we have our event. You know, you have lots of parking. It's easy access. If you want to go inside, have an inside venue, you can. You can have an outside venue, rodeos, that kind of thing, horse shows. But Fall River Valley is just kind of a small town, but a lot to do in it. If you are a photographer or if you like fly fishing or if you want to go for a hike, Fall River Mills and the Fall River Valley is the place to come.
Golfing?
Oh, golfing. We do have.
Been to the golf course.
Oh, the golf course is a really nice 18-hole golf course. And, you know, it's relatively inexpensive
yes.
to go.
It's
and
beautiful.
A beautiful, beautiful place.
Right. So
you have a little Frosty or a little drive-in there. Not a drive-in, you have to go inside.
Yeah, the Frosty.
And we stop in every time mm-hmm. on our way up there. We get hot dogs, because one of the things they do is they split the hot dogs and fry them.
Oh, I love that.
And then hamburgers.
I'm a hot dog person.
Yeah, and then from there, due to whatever reason, we all stopped at the clinic there to use the restrooms. And then one of us, who is a doctor, went over there and talked with everybody. And I'm not sure, but I think he's working at the clinic now, but I'm not sure. Doug McConnell, because Doug's never met somebody he doesn't know. And mm-hmm. and I mean that in the best sense. You know, he is such a friendly, outgoing guy. But it was interesting. And Fall River is cool because we know people. They used to own the hotel up there, didn't they, in Fall River? The hotel?
Yeah, well, we've been to the hotel before.
Yeah the Fall River Hotel.
The people that owned it were...
They were fans and have been fans. And they came out from the Bay Area, I believe, and they just wanted to change their lives. And they created that hotel, and I remember it was a 3 or 4 year experience of just piecing
yes.
it together. And then that was around the time that we went to go visit them, and we've been there a couple times since, and of course the golf course
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, but anyway, beautiful feelings in Fall River. Really, I can tell that you've been there. How long you live in?
I've
a ranch?
Yes, we live in a ranch in Fall River Mills, and my husband has been there for many years. He's pretty well known there, but the hotel is very, very historical, and you can go to a small bed and breakfast like Hal and Kathy's. You know, I think it's a one bedroom, you know, that kind of thing. You can go to the hotel if you'd like that kind. There's the Highmont Hotel as you come into town, and that's just like a little motel. If you like to go camping, RVing, you want to, you know, be on the water, there are local parks and things you can go to, RV parks. There's Hereford Hat Creek RV Park. There's Rancheria. There's Lassen RV Park. Great places to go, clean, wonderful, especially going RVing. That's the thing to do. That's the way to see America, small town or the large city.
Okay, now this big thing you've got coming up, you've already started last Friday,
yes.
and now this Friday.
Your music series. Now,
yeah.
is that the fairgrounds?
It's at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
It's in the beer gardens at the Intermountain Fairgrounds. We will have Loosely Strung. They are members of the California Old Time Fiddlers.
Loosely Strung sounds like...
I know.
Sounds like me. I'm loosely strung.
It sounds like any of us on any given day.
Or as opposed to being tightly strung.
So
there
it's
you go.
Kind yeah. of fiddle music.
Yeah, it's
fiddle. Bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
Oh, excellent.
They were wonderful. They will be performing again. And then that's Friday. And then Saturday, the next day, is the annual Century Bike Ride, which is, I think it's like their 97th bike ride, you know, in the Fall River Valley.
Do you have to use bikes that are 100 years old?
You can. I don't know you'll place.
If the century means you're running for 100 miles there, or you're riding for 100 miles.
I think it's century is the name of a bike, a type of bike.
Really?
You know, I believe so. Oh,
I thought centuries were like, that's how far you went. You didn't have to go 100 miles.
No, you don't. You can go 100 miles.
Right.
They have different lengths.
A lot of things going on. Okay.
So Friday, July 14th, we're trying to get back to the Loosely Strung. And then the food, you've got like different kinds of theme food. So
yes.
you have Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue that night.
Yes, you know, that. In fact,
wow.
The Intermountain Fairgrounds, the lady who runs, Courtney Woodward, she is the fair manager, she recommended that. In fact, we had them for our Christmas light parade. You know, we weren't sure food was going to be a big deal because it was freezing that day. Everybody's cold. And I'm not kidding you. They must have served 350 meals. So we're going to have them again up for our music series. So we hope that it's a huge success. And then, of course, the bike riders will be camping there. So we kind of already have a built-in audience.
Yes, yes. Now, Friday, July 21st, we move forward again to TSR.
Yeah, it's, that's the Smoking Roaches.
The
Carl's leaving the studio.
And everybody.
Okay, no, so like, Like kind of hippie old rock and roll music or what?
No, these guys are really high energy. They're really getting a leg. They're a local band. Actually, they live probably, you know, as the crow flies, probably a mile away from our ranch. And they know my husband and they know everybody in the area, but they have been performing, you know, at the Intermountain Fair, local events, that kind of thing. Very high energy, rock and roll.
Love it.
Really, really like it.
Okay, so TSR, the music on Friday. Now, this is from 6 to 10.
Yes.
Which is, you know, a great time to be. And, of course, we in Fall River Mills, you are 10 degrees cooler.
10 or 15, depending.
Right.
And at night, I don't know what it's like here in Redding. I just know it's like walking on the sun during the day. But I want to say, like at our ranch this morning when I left, I got up at 4 so that I could be here on time.
Just want to make sure.
And it was 42 degrees at the ranch.
Oh, man.
So,
well, it wasn't 42 degrees here, I can
tell
you that.
Yeah, I believe that.
But anyway, so interesting. That's great. And then the food on the July 21st is Catherine's Cafe.
Yes. Catherine's Cafe, she actually served the food Friday night. She had hamburgers. She had wraps. She had potato salad. She had a plate that you could buy. And you know what? It's very reasonable. The whole thing, like kahunas, I think that's a $15. You know, you get to, you know, put it together and it's freshly made and everything. And Catherine's did the same thing. They take your order. You can get a drink, you know, and everything for, I think it was less than $12.
So it sounds like fun. And you also have Fall River Brewing microbrew.
Yes.
So the night, you know, there'll be beer and wine with music under the stars.
Be a great time.
Yeah,
have
fun. It is.
Glad you came here to kind of enlighten us, like what's happening in this area.
There's a lot of things
going
on.
Not far away.
Here. No.
20-minute drive.
No. Visit the Fall River Valley Chamber of Commerce website and go to our Facebook page.
There you go.
That's where we post everything.
Cool. All right.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, Martha Fletcher.
You go to fallrivervalleycc.org.
That's correct.
That will be your webpage. Fallrivervalleycc.org, chamberofcommerce.org. Got some great pictures on there. Okay, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Martha Fletcher, you are a great representative.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should never dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of
hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
This Friday and Saturday, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are this Friday, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Oh, yeah. We could play that every time. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on July the 10th, 2017. 76 degrees going up to 103 today, and that's going to be kind of like the nicest news we've got all week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business where they give discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Okay, now here's the best thing about the sports club. It's 103 degrees out there, 105. It's horrible. What do? You go into Wellgate Sports Club where it's air-conditioned. And then you can work out and sweat.
I got to get my Jeep fixed so I can get back over there.
But then when you finish, you're not out in 105 degree temperature. Go in, take a nice shower. Places it got everything you could want, including that indoor saltwater pool and Boheme Spa. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street.
Well, do you want to know about the five things you need to know on Monday?
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. So I love the fact that, you know, when you see reports like this, it reminds you that there's other things outside of Earth that are going on. NASA's Juno spacecraft heads to the eye of the storm. Bob, you'll love this. Humanity will soon get its closest look at the monstrous cyclone whirling around Jupiter. On Monday, today, Juno's spacecraft will fly over the famed giant red spot on the solar system's largest planet. The probe will pass about 5,600 miles above the storm clouds and use its eight instruments to gather data and take photos of the natural phenomenon, which has likely raged since the 1600s.
See, the interesting thing here is that this is a storm bigger than our entire planet. To put that into perspective.
Wow.
The storm is
and
bigger than the whole
planet. And how
do they
know it's been going on since 1600?
Well, that's at the very least, because that's about when observations first started being made of the near planets using the telescopes.
Oh, and they saw that red spot.
The time.
And they saw the red spot.
Ooh. And it has grown in intensity. How does a storm last for hundreds and hundreds of years? The dynamics of Jupiter are just so fascinating.
No, but it has no atmosphere.
It has lots of atmosphere. In fact, it's pretty much all atmosphere, extremely dense around a core of junk, as near as we can tell.
Yeah, but how do you get when you get a storm tells me there's winds. And okay, I can see they could have winds, but doesn't it need something else in there? Some kind of gravity or something? Or do we even know?
Jupiter has been described as the star that didn't quite make it. It's got roughly 50% of the mass that it needed to collapse and ignite as a star. It actually puts out more energy than it takes in. So there's a lot going on inside Jupiter. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, break out the credit card. It's Amazon Prime Day.
They need more money?
This year's event, which ends on July 12th, will bring about 30 hours of exclusive deals, including voice-only sales for Alexa.
You just woke up every Amazon Echo in the
leaked deals range from TV mounts to hypoallergenic overstuffed mattress toppers, etc. So they're going to be interesting. They're going to be offering new deals every 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to try and stay off. And I'm going to try and keep you off.
Now, I mostly shop Amazon for things that I'm never going to find in this city.
Right.
Because I buy a lot of stuff and that when you're going for video gear and things like that.
Electronics and all that stuff.
There aren't too many available spots.
Okay, so who are the best tippers? Who would you say are the best tippers?
It's not women.
Well, you know what? In Vegas, I got to tell you, they used to say the best tippers. I told you this before, right? Because, you know, I'd worked there with the gold diggers, and we'd be there for a week or 2 weeks, and a lot of conventions would come through. And you would hear people that work there in the casino showroom say, the best tippers was the group that came through that was the morticians.
The morticians?
The morticians were the best tippers.
Wow.
But and the doctors were the cheapest.
The doctor, well, I believe that. Now, here's why I say women aren't, because you've told me this, and I've been told this my whole life, is that you get eight women at a table.
Yeah.
And then first of all, get out the calculators. And we're not talking about just a little one. We're talking about a major calculators as they figure out who had what. And then out of that, they try and come up with a tip.
I can't stand it. I don't like to do that at all. I just say, you know what?
That wasn't a slap at women, but
separate
checks. Women have told me that.
Meanwhile, a bunch of guys go to Hooters. They all throw a 20 on the table and call
whether
it
they had a $5 or not. Okay. All right. Here's 20.
Whatever.
It's not Hooters. It's going to be anywhere. Guys together, they just throw down 20s.
Now, a new study from creditcards.com found that the groups mentioned above generally tip a median of 20%. Their counterparts, women, Democrats, and Southerners, tip 15 to 16%. One in five diners don't leave a tip at all, which is not good. That is just so tacky.
If I was ever
with somebody who didn't tip, I could never, ever even go out with them for coffee again. I'd be like, who are you? We don't breathe the same air.
Okay. Did you see the NBA player that bought the $500? He bought the $487 bottle of wine, and he left the $13 tip.
Oh, geez.
and his own players or his own buddies were just smacking him on tweet, and they were tweeting him. And he goes back, wait a minute, you guys don't understand. I just ordered. He handed me the bottle. It wasn't like, you know, that they came over and did all this stuff. I walked up to the bar, bought the bottle, gave him the money. It wasn't like he did anything. And he's trying to protect it, you know, but it was funny.
Okay, the best tippers, just so you know, and I know you're going to say something. So it comes out, the headline is men, Republicans, people from the Northeast.
My rule of thumb is I look at the bill, look at the tax, double it, and round up.
Exactly. It's 20%. I'm sorry, it's just
20%. Now, here's something you need to look at, my friends. When you look at it, and sometimes down, it'll say how much, you know, it'll give you the total, and it'll say 15%, 20%, 18%.
Right.
Look, and so a lot of people just, okay, I'll just write that down. No, take a look at that amount. Because sometimes they're totally wrong.
Right.
You have a $40 bill, and it says your 20% of your $40 bill is $12. Well, that's wrong. So you got to look at that sometimes. But I believe that, you know, Linda, if I do anything less than 20%, Linda hits me. I just want to talk about domestic abuse right here in front of everybody.
I just
she slaps
like
my
if you're
fingers.
Gonna use, you know, I just the servers don't make a lot of money. They make it from their tips. So if we're going to go out – it's just a way. It's a rule of thumb. Just count it in as 20%. Anyway,
wait a minute. Okay, now I'm going to argue with you about this.
All right.
Servers don't make a lot of money. I don't. You know what? Their base pay may be the $10, but there's a lot of servers out there pulling in $200-$300 a day. Maybe not here at the Taco Bell, but there's places in town here. Servers are doing well, and you go to
because
some of these
the tips.
Because of the tips. So when we say that waiters and waitresses don't make that much money, base pay. But there's a lot of them that make really good money. And of course, it depends. I'm not sure if Redding's one of those places, but you get to look at San Francisco. You go into a restaurant in San Francisco, you don't think the servers there aren't making at least a couple hundred bucks a night,
but
$300 a day?
They've worked themselves up in the
Well, I'm not saying they don't deserve
work
it.
In a really high-end place. And in high-end places, they do more than 20%. They tip more than 20%.
They make a lot of money. Just think about this. You know what? Okay. I'll stop. Because you're glaring at me.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I had a hard time. I did have a hard time tipping the girl who, when we had our vote signs on and said, did you vote? She says, I don't vote. I had to almost get up and leave.
I remember that.
It was hard for me to eat because I was angry at the fact that you got two legs, two arms, you're this young, darling girl. How could you not vote? Oh, my friends, why? I was just enraged.
And you only left 15%.
I don't remember what I left. I was red. I saw
I
red.
The tip. I know you're upset.
Anyway. Okay, so the Trump administration is to hold a hearing. Education officials are going to hold a meeting today on rulemaking announcing the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, that could undo a pair of Obama administration regulations designed to protect students who attended career preparation programs for profit colleges. That's going on today.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I'm on my way to Red Bluff to do some work on a hot roof, but that's not your problem. That's my problem.
You choose to do that.
Just a quick comment. I just turned on the radio leaving a store here to hit the highway and heard you commenting about servers and tips and stuff. That's subject very dear to my heart. I know of a place in Bath, Ohio that I ate at one night with a group of people. My marketing mentor actually lives there, and it's his favorite place, and he took 15 of us there once and spent $3,500 on dinner. But those waiters and waitresses are expected to make a minimum $60,000 a year or they won't be there very long. The average ones make six figures. Now, that's a high-end dinner place. Make no mistake that it isn't Denny's. But the point is they can make tremendous livings on no uncertain terms.
Well, I believe that because, you know, they've got their game on. They come in there, they're attentive, they make sure you've got everything you need. And you know what? You feel like, hey, I've been treated special. And so, you know, for the treating, but you've got some of them that'll come through there and, you know, they'll spill water on your lap and, you know, they could just care less. After they bring your food over, you don't see them again until they bring you the bill. Oh, excuse me, I'm choking here. But if for the most part, you know, it's not an easy job, but yeah, I agree with you, Coach, that depending on where you're at, this can be a good job and it shouldn't be looked down. Oh, I'm a server and you're in San Francisco and at the Golden, what's the place up there on the top of the Mark? And
anyway, that would be the top of the Mark.
Top of the Mark, and you're a server there. Tell me you're not making six figures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you will be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be making a very serious living.
And you'll earn it.
And you'll earn it, yeah,
quick aside, I'm going to have to run, but a very quick aside to what you just said about servers that spill stuff in your lap and don't show back again until they're ready to get their tip. That's the fault of management.
Okay.
And if management isn't on top of it and they're not controlling that, shame on them. It all starts at the top.
Yes, it does.
And there's a lot of places in this town that the top fails miserably, and it's unfortunate.
Okay. All right, Coach Bob, I think you're right.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Okay, stay hydrated out there, Coach Bob.
I will comment without naming a name that recently Brenda and I went to what passes in Reading for a high-end restaurant. It took us forever to actually get initial service, and the service throughout was pretty indifferent. And I commented on the way out the door that, I expect better. When I see that many digits on my bill, I expect better.
And what'd they say?
They said they'll address the matter.
Well, I tell you what, we had an incident one time, and it was it was like, oh my gosh, the perfect storm. Everything could go wrong went wrong. I made a comment to the management, and I tell you what, the next time we were there, it was absolutely perfect. I'm not kidding you, it was perfect, and because it's management, and on that one night, so many things came together that they had a bad night. But I tell you what, they've never had one since. Okay, we got to take a break.
Let's do it.
Did we get all five things that we're supposed to know?
Well, a few more things of it, but we'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Get ready, Northern California.
California Fight Fans.
Get ready.
NorCal Tough Man Competition is coming to Redding at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Saturday, July 15th. Rogue Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man Competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday night, July 15th. Featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle. Up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. Don't miss this event. It will sell out. So get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold section, just $40. Bronze, only $30, and 24 silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with NorCal Tough Man Competition Live. Saturday night, July 15th. Doors open at 6:30. The action at 7:30. Test yourself in the ring and sign up for a challenge. Any male or female interested in competing, contact Mike Brown at Rogue Fights, 541-210-7043. Or roguefights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 here in the heart of Redding, Ground Zero, as we call it. 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 76 degrees, going up to 103 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, you're not going to find better in-home health care than Home Helpers. Been in the business 10 years. Highly professional. If I was going to need in-home health care, it would be Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. Now, there's a kid by the name of Charlie Gard. I don't know if you've heard about him in the last few weeks. Charlie Gard is like an 11-month-old baby who has a illness that will kill him. And he's in Britain. He's in the UK. Well, his parents, and they said, we're not going to treat him anymore because we don't think that he's going to be able to live. And so we're going to take him off the resuscitators. And his parents say, wait. We want to try other methods. And they raised through funding over $1 million to help save this baby. And what happened? The British hospital won't let him take the child. No, we want to let him die with dignity. Wait a minute. You don't understand. It's my child. And I have the money to have him treated. I'm sorry. You're not taking him. And it's going through the courts. And they're not letting the parents have that child back. And, I mean, I don't understand this at all. They're saying, well, nothing's going to save him. Just quit taking the kid around. We'll just let him die. So now, I mean, and then you had the Vatican roll in and say, you know, they didn't come in strong for it. But then since then, the Vatican says, well, there may be some treatments out here. There are hospitals in New York that have offered to treat this kid. There are two congressmen are trying to offer these parents, the parents, immediate citizenship to get them over here so they could bring the child here. They're still not letting them have the child. Now, okay, you want to talk about socialized medicine, taking it to the nth degree? Here you go. You have the government telling you that you can't have your child back to try. And if you've got the money, wait a minute, if you had money, you're not asking for them to pay for it. You've got the money to take your child to another medical facility, and they're not allowing it. I mean, this is going back and forth in the courts, but right now, the medical profession in or the ones running the medicine, the government, that bureaucracy is saying, let Charlie die. If this doesn't just frost your pumpkin, because why, you know, and people talk about, oh, no, you know, oh, it'll never come to that. Oh, look at England. They've got a good system. Look at England. It's come to that. And if you were old or very young, I'd worry about a system that would just turn you off because, well, one, you don't have that many years left, or you're too sick for us to try. And that's what it is. Okay, moving on. Why is the hatred of Trump so, I mean, when he does something, he gets punished. If he doesn't do something, he gets punished. Oh, here's your example. You remember when he had the photo when he they accused him of pushing the the prime minister out of the way so he could get up front. Oh, this is he's just nothing but a bully and blah 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 blah. So during the picture of the G20, there's Trump. He's in the front row, but he's not up in the center. He's off to the left. And you know what they said? Oh, he couldn't push his way to the front. Oh, look at that. You know they must have had to hold him back and everything again. Absolutely negative on this. This is your media. This is the media that is supposed to be fair. Now, the last thing, next to the last thing I want to talk about, Obamacare and the Republicans. GOP, you need to get your act together. You look like a bunch of bumbling fools at this point. You're out there, and I'm including all of you. That's right. Oh, we've done this. No, you haven't done that. You've got yourselves fighting over Obamacare, either repeal it or fix it. You've got the Senate. You have the House. You have the president. You've been given everything you wanted. And you still are still trying to get 15 of you in a little clown car. What's the problem? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I don't even want to hear what the problem is. Because you have the House of Representatives, you have the Senate, and you have the President. Oh, but those Democrats are fighting. Just well, the Democrats said that about the Republicans too. You ought to be able to come up with a plan. And if you can't come up with a plan, grab a couple of Democrats, see what they want. Try and make this. Try and make it work. If you can't repeal Obamacare, then damn it, take the parts that do kind of work and work with that. Or even better, how about this? Instead of trying to fix the way we pay for it and watching the cost of health care just spiral enormously, why don't you try to fix the cost of health care? We can't have generic drugs. Why not being able to buy drugs at a cheaper price? Why let the pharmacies even publicize everything? It's been billions and billions of dollars. What about all that? What about the cost of everything? Have we looked at that instead of looking about how we pay for it? Okay. And the last thing I want to say is Linda showed me the picture on USA Today, and it says the state of hate.
It's a big headline in USA Today.
And what's the photo of? A white person. A white neo-Nazi type. The state of hate.
In America.
Well, I think if you're going to show a state of hate and you want to show a white person in the state of hate, I think there's plenty of hate out there in the African American community, and in the Hispanic community, in the Arab community. I think there's plenty of hate to go around. But when you put it out there, so it's like it's all white hate. I see again, USA has picked its side, and another reason that you have to kind of really watch what the Record Searchlight does. they're being fed all their stories from the USA Today, and at what point can they start pulling them out? The state of hate, it's obviously, according to the USA Today, it's all white.
Yeah.
And I just don't believe that.
The narrative.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. But that's what they're pushing. And no matter what the story says, okay, the story could say the first line, well, in fact, blah, 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 blah. It has nothing to do with that. But that photo and that headline set it up for you. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we've got some good news coming on.
What's the good news?
Well, we have Shasta College coming on.
Oh, fun.
And they have got so many new programs going on. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about here in the next hour. This week we're going to have Dave Kehoe and Larry Lees will be on Wednesday. So we can discuss what's going on over there at the county and jails and all the other things that it should be doing and maybe not. Full week. Friday, of course, is the putt and pause for Haven Humane, the Haven Humane golf tournament that we're going to do. So we may even do a remote from there.
Oh, that sounds like
fun. Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's
from 7 to 9? We can do that. And our guest, Dr. Kara Tennant. How perfect is that? Get her out there. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott from Ground Zero in Reading.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey may have shared classified information in his personal memos about his Russia-related conversations with President Trump.
New revelations from unnamed officials say more than half of the memos James Comey wrote as personal recollections have been deemed to contain information that is classified. It is unclear if that determination was made at the time he wrote the seven memos or after the fact. Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee last month that he considered the memos to be personal documents and that he shared at least one of them with a Columbia University lawyer friend in hopes he would leak the information to the news media.
As correspondent Linda Kenyon, Comey told senators that as a private citizen, he thought it was important to get that information out. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports Donald Trump Jr. now says he met during the campaign with a Russian lawyer who said she had information about Hillary Clinton.
In a written statement yesterday, Trump Jr. said an acquaintance asked him to meet with a lawyer who might have information that would be helpful to the Trump campaign. He says during the meeting, it quickly became clear the lawyer actually did not have any meaningful information.
That's Sagar Magani reporting repealing and replacing Obamacare, still a priority for lawmakers getting back to work on Capitol Hill after a long holiday week break. Senator Ted Cruz told ABC's This Week his amendment to the Senate health care bill would allow people the option of buying health insurance plans that don't include all the bells and whistles and mandates of Obamacare, while at the same time
maintains pre-existing conditions protections. It is predicated on plans being offered that meet every one of the mandates, including pre-existing conditions.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told ABC's This Week that a major tax reform bill is on its way.
Our plan is to have a full-blown release of the plan in the beginning of September.
And that is the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. More from townhall.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-305-8080. That's 800-305-8080. 800-305-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Turkish President Erdogan says he welcomes news that the fight against the Islamic State terrorist group in Mosul is nearing its end. But he says the once oil-rich city has been left in ruins. Melanie Markham of the Norwegian Refugee Council says hundreds of thousands of people have been left in dire need.
The conditions are incredibly harsh. I mean, it's above 45 degrees Celsius in Iraq at the moment. So conditions are really quite unbearable, despite the fact that we do our best to meet their basic needs with food, water, shelter, latrines.
Henry David Thoreau is being honored on the 200th anniversary of his birth. The U.S. Postal Service says it plans to hold a special dedication on Wednesday in honor of the 19th century American philosopher and naturalist Thoreau, the writer of the memoir Walden and the essay Civil Disobedience. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. The average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline fell about a penny nationwide over the past 2 weeks to $2.31. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says drivers could soon see even lower prices.
It may well drop again if crude oil prices don't bounce back up. There was a drop in crude oil prices just this past Friday, and it has not been manifested yet in wholesale prices that retailers pay.
Overall, Toby Lundberg says gas prices have declined on average about 15 cents a gallon since the month of April. The rector of an Episcopal church in North Carolina facing criminal charges in Florida after police say he pointed a gun at another vehicle in a case of road rage. Reverend William Ryan Adams charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. State troopers say a pickup truck driver was closely following a Corvette on a Florida turnpike. When he tried to pass the car, its driver pointed a handgun at him. Troopers then stopped Adam, who was driving that Corvette. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero in the Reclamation of Reading.
That's your new thing today.
It is. No, it's, you know, I believe it because, you know, we've got all these neat things that are happening.
It's ringing true for you, so you just kept holding on and ring that bell,
that's
Ground
right.
Zero.
You know what? As long as it's true to me, that's all that counts. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live throughout the world, ladies, so anything you say can be heard by anybody.
And gentlemen.
And will stay forever in our database.
Gents. Currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day today. A hot day today with 103 with our lows of around 71. Tomorrow calls for about 101 degrees with our lows of around 70. Clear days ahead of us. So far, 102. Bob's changing the temperature up there. Where do we go? Do we increase a few
now
digits? Oh, my goodness. 80 degrees. Okay. And so just be ready. Do not leave anything living in your cars, as we say. Wednesday calls for sunny and hot with 102. Calm winds. Thursday, sunny and hot with high near 103. We'll do a further forecast later on. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
A nostalgic evening of music, dancing, and ice cream sundaes. That's right. That's at the All Saints Episcopal Church this Saturday, featuring a live big band era music and dancing with Lou White and the band. And, of course, presenting guest artist Linda Bott.
That'll be fun to do a few songs with the band, and I'm really looking forward to it. Also, they're bringing in some dance groups. And, again, so this is nice. It's 7:30, and, of course, the money is going for the Episcopal Church, where they're going to be doing some
construction stuff.
Yeah.
Construction
Let's go
stuff.
To the phones this morning. Sally, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
What's happening tonight?
Well, we are super excited because we've got Mark Baird coming down to give us some heads up on what's going on with the court case. We had two elected bodies join as plaintiffs on our lawsuit, the City of Williams and the City of Colusa, which gives us three now elected bodies who have who wanted to be part of the court case. And we're also getting messages from some other elected officials. So that's what Mark's going to be talking about, our lawsuit. And we also have a date of August 25th, when our court hearing will be heard in Sacramento.
Okay.
So that's going to come tonight. And please, if people have questions about the state of Jefferson and the lawsuit, which we are working to fund, Come out tonight at 3276 Bocelli Lane at 6 o'clock, and at 5:30 we have our Jefferson Committee meeting. So come on out and get involved. Get some skin in the game.
Okay, get some skin in the game. All right.
Yes, all right. Absolutely. Yeah. People need to have some skin in the game.
Yeah. Okay, Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey,
And on the phone as well with our favorite Wells Fargo advisor. Oh, I thought Susan Eastman was on the line.
You know, I thought she was too
Sally Susan.
You said Susan, okay. But you wrote Sally.
Okay. We'll wait for Susan's call at another time. She is our Wells Fargo advisor.
You know, you're hot, and what do? You don't have a car. You catch the beach bus. That's right. Ride Raba to Brandy Creek Beach in Whiskeytown. If you're at the downtown Transit Center at 9:20, 11:20, or 5:20, you can head on out there, and it goes to Eureka Way, and it's SR-299 at 2nd Street. You get out there, and it talks about when you can be picked up and all this. It costs $150 each way, children under 6, free. So it sounds like a good thing. So, but you need to go down and check out Raba and their downtown express that's going to Brandy Creek down Whiskeytown.
And now... You know, we have special guests in the studio with us today. Shasta College is here today, and we're talking about the ag. We're going to go right into the ag. With us this morning, we have BJ McFarland, Maddie Cook, and Jessica Godinez. Welcome to the show. Hi, everybody.
Anybody have to say hello? Come on, say hello. This is a talk show. This
freak,
isn't.
Freak.
Okay. Oh, y'all just sit there. Oh, did we have, what, we didn't get you ready for it? What?
Yeah, right. Okay. We're sure we had to do all these reads.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you about the electric shocker that's in the seats that we put you in. That when I ask you a question and there's no sound, okay, see that green box right there? Bob pushes that, and one of you is going to levitate off the chair about 3 inches because of the pain. All right, got it?
Got it.
No, all come right. on, got it?
Got
yeah.
it.
Okay, Bob, grab the
so
button.
So let's start with BJ.
You're the boss out there.
Yeah, so BJ, it's called Shasta College, you go and you want to get a degree in agriculture, is that what yes. it's called?
There's several options, animal science, ag business, horticulture, there's lots of different avenues to go when you come out there for the ag program.
Okay, so you can go, whether it's a farming or it could be like nurseries.
Yep,
and
nurseries.
And, of course, animals, animal husbandry. I don't know if you still call it that.
Yes, animal husbandry.
Animal husbandry. And so what do people do with these, with the degrees?
A lot of our students that come through the program, in the past, the majority of them that are going to become ag teachers. So they'll go on to a four-year university and become a high school ag teacher involved in the FFA. We've had a lot of students go through that way. We've had a lot of students go into production agriculture, whether it be strawberries, cattle ranching, vineyards, okay. Pest control advisor. We have a program
really?
For that now,
yeah.
Which is a good program a lot of students have gone through.
Are there a lot of FFAs still in the country? I mean, you think
is.
A lot of times there's not, but... Right here in Reading, they've got some a
active,
lot of them around
active.
Here.
That's one of the events, or several events we hold with FFA, but the FFA program is growing still to this day. The state FFA convention that we go down to in April used to be in Fresno, and they're moving it to Anaheim this year. There is, I believe, 8,000 students that actually go down to the convention, and they're believing it's going to raise another 1,000. It's raised 500 every year, I think, for the last 10 years, and it just keeps growing and growing.
Okay, tell us. Okay, so the FFA, Future Farmers of America, and like I said, a lot of those farms have gone away, but there's still. Do people get involved with it that aren't even on farms?
And that's something that's I think a good thing about FFA. You don't have to have an animal at home. I mean, you might have a dog, but the public speaking, the contest that you get involved with, you don't have to have a farm. You don't have to have a farming background. And I think that's similar to Shasta College and our agriculture program. We get a lot of students that started in FFA and maybe don't have a farming background, and then they're able to come to our farm and really get their hands dirty in a production setting with the animals and the crops and the plants.
That's very fascinating. BJ, we want to know a little bit about you as well, and then we'll go into Maddie and Jessica in just a minute and find out, like, details about what brings them into the program, et cetera, their histories. I always find it fascinating, and our listeners do, too, about what's your story? Where were you raised? What brought you to Shasta College? And you're in charge of the program?
I'm the farm manager.
Okay. Farm manager. Okay, so tell us a little bit about you.
You don't have a full-fledged farm out there.
No, right? I think this. We are learning more every time we have on Shasta College,
Shasta
more about
College
Shasta College.
Is sometimes a hidden gem in this community. And that's one of the reasons that Peter and I started talking, was there are so many great things out there, and people just don't really realize it. So, like, we have our own farm.
Okay.
Our own farm out there.
And I think before we get to me, the great thing, it is a hidden gem, especially our farm. There's roughly 112 junior colleges in the state, and to my knowledge, there's five functioning farms that are actually production-oriented, that actually have animals, cropland, horticulture, and all that thing. So our North State here has a hidden gem in our farm for students.
Okay. What brings you to Shasta College? And a little bit about, we're going to take a quick break, so you got 30 seconds, and then we'll come back. But your history, where are you from?
I grew up in Grass Valley, California, heavily involved in raising cattle, FFA program. Went to Chico State in an animal science, where I worked on the farm there. I was a beef manager there when I was at school. And after a few jobs, this job came open, and I'm here now.
Wow. Love the history of that. That's great. I'm from that area, too. Great country as well. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we're talking with the folks from Shasta College about their ag program. You just heard B.J. McFarland, who is in charge of there's actually a farm, a full working farm at Shasta College, which is just a crow's fly from here, right?
Oh, yeah, right here.
I love everything.
Is the farm right out there, too?
Yes, it's right on campus.
It's on campus. You have pigs?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I see Jessica. I'm going to see if I can buy. See if I can buy Jessica's hat. Here.
Maddie Cook and Jessica Godinez.
I'm not sure about Pepe, because I don't know what Pepe
is. I think it's some kind of farm equipment.
But I know what show hogs are.
Okay. Yeah.
She's wearing the show hog.
All right. We're going to take a break. But before we do that, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, your one-stop jewelry repair. Go in and take your watch of any kind that they can take it apart and fix it, any heirlooms. If you're looking for estate jewelry, it's the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back at KCNR 1460.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar, 275-5600, or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man, regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
So let's not get too lost on that.
Yeah.
Right here on KCNR 14. We're right back, and Bob's waving his hand, but you know what? We get a countdown, Bob.
Yeah, let's wave back at Bob. Okay, it's all way back. Hey, Bob.
We were clean. We didn't say any nasty words.
Okay, here's a question before we – okay, we're here with B.J. McFarland, Maddie Cook, and Jessica Gonitas from Shasta College, and they're in the agriculture and the farm portion of Shasta College. Now, it's a little-known fact that we have a full-size working farm, over 100 acres, at Shasta College, one of the only five in the whole state of California. So that's a big thing. But the question came in was talking about, well, with the change in the laws about the marijuana, is there going to be classes out there? And BJ said, not that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. But because you teach
pesticides and chemicals.
Well, you teach everything.
Plant science.
Plant science and
all
that.
How to grow
and if it, you,
plants.
How to grow plants. So that's probably people take advantage of that. So, but I think that's cool, even though that my comment that could end all the grant funding problems if we had our own little bet. I was shot down on that.
We all care about chemicals and pesticides, that it's not harmful for our future,
right,
or for our environment, period.
Okay. Now, we talked about that, and then now we – did you have something else before we move into Maddie and Jessica?
Yes, I have the two students with me, Maddie and Jessica, today. There's eight students that live on the farm. And they live there year-round, and they work for their housing. So I basically try to just not let the farm burn down. So these students get a truly hands-on education, and their feet are in the fire from the word go, and they make the farm go around.
Okay.
So you guys are going to get to share a microphone here. So we'll start off with Maddie. How's Maddie? So you can get in, and then when Jessica gets in, we'll – you know what to do. You have to stay in the circle.
All right.
So, okay, what brings you to Shasta College?
Gosh, so I'm from Trinity County, and I was at Trinity High School, and I think I was in the same boat as a lot of high schoolers, where I really didn't know what I wanted to do. My parents are loggers, so I did grow up like going to the landings and getting to get that experience, but I wasn't really sure. I actually entered Shasta College as a psychology major. I entered in the College Connection program, so it was like a year early. That's when I do my senior year at college. Uh-huh. It's a really great program. I quickly decided that psychology was not the major I wanted to go into, and then I did some reading, and I found the degree Ag Business. And I was like, well, okay, you know, this is probably worth a shot. So I took the Ag Business class and the Animal Science class down on the farm, and I absolutely fell in love. And that's kind of where I found my passion, and so I was sold. I'm like, all right, I'm an Ag Business major. I love it. And then I found out about this farm dorm program, and it's my dream to live on this farm and run this farm. It's an absolute blast. The things I'm able to do, and I get to, like, work on the farm, it's a lot
okay,
of fun.
Now,
if that's not infectious, I mean, I teared up a little bit about, you know, somebody finding their passion like that. And you're so – this is a blessing to be able to – God, you know, you just, like, sunk in. You just
absolutely.
Your claws got in it. It got in you. Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool. I feel it.
What are you going to do with this then, Maddie?
I'm not.
I know you want to live on the farm the rest of your life.
I would love to. I don't know if BJ will let me.
Raise your family, see the grandkids. Okay. But what do you,
seriously, but go ahead.
Both these girls are just absolutely cute.
Were you in 4-H or anything?
I was not.
So it's not like you didn't brush a horse down? Or
nope.
Nothing like
this is all new for me. So.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the learning curve is huge.
So what do you want to do with this then, when you graduate?
As I said, my parents do have a logging company, so I think that I may go and continue that when they retire, because the ag business will really prepare me to take over that, because logging is another agricultural area.
Absolutely.
Before they retire, though, I'd really like to join the Peace Corps and volunteer over there to work with farmers around the world.
Cool.
That's
all right.
Great.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Jessica.
Would you like a show here on the weekends?
You and Jessica. Okay, Jessica, she just set the that bar up there, didn't she? Oh, I'd like to work in Peace Corps for world peace.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. How do you manage
that? That's how he becomes the dean, right? He's in charge. Sorry, okay. We got it. No, it just came out. So Bob's looking like, why are you done with the equipment?
Okay.
Something came out of a piece of
that's
equipment
okay.
came out.
Jessica,
we just got it back in.
How did you get into this?
Well, I came from Arbuckle, which is about 2 hours away from here.
We know where Arbuckle is.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an exit.
Yeah, actually, there's two.
Oh, there's two. Okay.
Not
you
people
just have
know.
To make
was this,
sure
named,
you're
was this
looking
named after
up.
The coffee?
What was that?
Was it named after the coffee?
No.
Did you know there's Arbuckle coffee?
I actually
coffee?
Did not know that.
It was you know, from, gosh, who knows, decades and decades and decades ago. I thought maybe Arbuckle might have had something to do with coffee. And all. Anyway.
All right. So are you from Arbuckle?
Yes. And while I was in high school, I did 4-H and FFA. And so when I was going through FFA, I really loved the ag industry. And I just loved being with animals and just being in there and getting my hands dirty, basically. And so I had a tough decision. I was torn between Butte College and Shasta College. But last minute, I decided to come to Shasta, and I have to say, it was the best decision I ever made. And I've met so many interesting people and so many awesome people here. I entered Shasta not knowing exactly what I wanted to do. And I still am, I know I want to be in the agriculture business. But I just do not know exactly where I want to go after this.
Do y'all get discouraged at all when they talk about? So you're not talking about like getting your own farm of several hundred acres. It's on something else, or maybe not. Maybe that's what you wanted to.
I'm not too sure. I'm just kind of playing with a bunch of things and.
Well, you know why you can do that? That's because you're young, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But you're getting the background, and you both have found something you both love.
You're living. I love this farm dorm program. That is just amazing. So your everyday wake up. Tell us what a typical day looks like for you.
So a typical day, we wake up at around 5:30. We feed the cattle. We usually tend to feed as a group. If it's say the cattle, we have a lot of brewer's grain that we get from. The companies around the local breweries around town, and so we tend to feed.
We're feeding our cattle mash. Oh gosh, those lucky
and so
cattle.
We'll feed all the animals in the morning, and then if BJ has us that wants us to do anything else, then we'll help him with that, or he'll teach us something else to do. And we've learned quite a bit on the farm, and we have a lot of hands-on experience while living on the farm and even in the classes at Shasta College.
Yeah, because you have scheduled classes, too, all about this stuff. So
yes.
It's kind of like you're working it all in because you still have to take other classes that don't have anything to do with ag.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Now, there's eight of you out there. What's the breakdown? 4-4 or is it?
I usually try to go 4-4, four boys, four girls. This year, the girls are outnumbering me, so it's 6-2.
That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me because for years, girls have been into the horse trade and all these things. So, and they're into the FFA, and then like with Maddie, who's never been in it before, but she's found this. So
I think the girls are hard workers.
Yes, these the crew I have right now at the summer, which is not fun, and people listening probably from Reading understand why. But these young ladies have a smile on their face even when it's 115 degrees and asking to do more. So
okay, now how do people that hear this? And they're saying, well, you know what? I like this. How do they get a hold of you? Or do they go through the college? Or what do they do? Can they get a tour of the farm?
Yes. That is one thing we kind of pride ourselves on is we are ambassadors for agriculture, whether it be animals, plants. We are open to give tours anytime. The thing I love is grandparents bringing their grandchildren out to see the animals. And that's something they can do. And that's.
Yeah, a lot
something
of times because those farms that my grandparents lived on are no longer there. They're gone. And so we've been urbanized so much that being able to come out to something like this right here in town would be pretty cool. A real working farm, not just a pet, you know, a petting zoo.
So you have, tell me, you have goats? Do you have goats?
Goats.
Pigs.
Pigs.
Cattle. Poultry.
Yes.
Chickens.
Chickens.
We,
okay.
We sell eggs.
Yes. Oh, okay. What else in the animal kingdom?
I believe that's it. That,
no
that's,
horses, no?
No sheep?
No sheep.
No sheep or horses.
Okay.
So that's cool. Actually like a 5-acre farm could do.
No, it's 100 acres.
I know, but 100. A 5-acre farm could, those are the animals that you
would
probably,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they
could
do that. Yeah. I imagine. Of course, we should ask them because what do you and I know about that? But you could do that on 5 acres. You could have.
You have a few of everything. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, this is great. Okay, BJ, this is a, do you find city people, that's the last question, do you find more kids from the city all getting interested in this? I mean, in the millennial sense, because kids, you're millennials, is that, oh, I'm kind of looking to go, kind of go back.
Yes, and like I mentioned before, in the FFA programs, there's a lot of students that they live on less than an acre and might have a dog and a cat, and they find, just like Maddie has, even though she came from an agriculture background, but found that love and passion for animals or something like that, and it continues on to when they get into college, and it's not just Shasta College. A lot of colleges across the nation are finding more and more non-agriculture backgrounded students getting mm-hmm. into agriculture, which is, I think, a good thing because it gives a little different perspective than us older people that are maybe stuck in our ways. We get to look at the world a little differently.
How old are you? How old are you?
40.
40, stuck in your ways.
Yeah, hey, well, you know, somebody was like interested just in like herbal farming and lavender fields, and they wanted to go that route. This would be a great place to be able to learn how horticulture, agriculture, how to do this kind of work.
Yes, it's definitely the classes that you get to take, will broaden your horizons, not just if you want to do lavender farming or even if you want to do pig farming. You're going to get not just one of those. You're going to get the whole experience.
Our next guest is going to be the horticultural expert, and because I've always wanted to talk about what exactly horticulture is, but on those things you're just talking about. So that's a great lead-in. So BJ McFarland and Maddie Cook and Jessica Godinez. Thank you so much. You guys are great reps for for Shasta College. And you two are just adorable. Sorry, BJ. and I still want to know how much you want for the hat that says, put your head down so I can see the hat. It says something.
Casey
Laux.
Laux. Show hogs. You know what? Anybody that wears show hogs or something like that has a lot of confidence in herself. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to thank you all. We're going to take a break, and we're going to go out there. We're going to see it. Right. You two got to show us around the room.
Right.
So.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
like, okay, so totally. There's a gnarly party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino, okay? Dress your 80s best and join us in a rad atmosphere Thursday, July 13th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the Totally 80s Party Pit. Dude, it's radical. Featuring $1 select blackjack tables, 80s songs, hot seat drawings, food, drink specials, and friendly dealers. No one else in town offers this. The Totally 80s Party Pit. Details, log on to windriver.com. Dude, we'll see you there. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. KCNR 1460 out here on Market Street, as I like to say, ground zero in Reading. As we go back and we're changing, watching the downtown change as we watch, practically, it's 8:35 in the morning.
80 degrees outside. Ooh. And getting hotter. I don't know. We may have gone up just a few digits in the last minute or two. 103 today is going to be our high, partly cloudy tonight with lows of 71. Tomorrow's Tuesday, which calls for a high of 101. Wednesday calls for a high of 102. And Bob's changing the digits again because they're rising and rising. 83 degrees. Currently 83 right now, folks, at 8:35 in the morning. It's 83.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business. D.C. is back in the saddle and they're cutting hair. A great place. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Okay, hey, we continue with Shasta College and Lamone Waite. Did I pronounce that okay?
You did. Good morning.
The horticulturist.
Correct.
For Shasta College.
Yeah. Okay, so what is that? Layman. Break it down. People driving. What is a horticulturist?
So a horticulturist usually grows plants more for landscaping and for decoration rather than for food. So if you're studying plant science, you're usually going into crop science and the science of growing crops. Horticulture more focuses on the landscaping and more for the urban type of use rather than for the big farm use.
Okay, now see, I thought horticulturalists would be anybody that, you know, is growing any type of plants, but it's
not. Well, it's true. I mean, once you know how to grow one plant, you can pretty much grow anything. But yes, the focus more is on, we do training more in like landscape design and things like that you wouldn't be concerned about if you were just growing.
Have you seen how it changes? I mean, you know, it used to be horticultural, you know, you're talking about landscape design was one way. Has it changed a lot in the last 10, 15 years? More going into the drought resistant, less you know, water needing plants or not?
Well, you know, something that's really kind of fascinating about the horticulture industry as a whole is it's very much like the fashion industry in that it has a lot of fads. So definitely right now the real water wise landscape is the current fad, and part of that is driven by the drought. But, you know, there's different colors that are introduced every year. There's different things that, you know, everybody's crazy about a particular plant for, you know, a few years. Like, everybody was putting in ornamental grasses or water features a few years ago. Now it's into the more, you know, more desertscape or water-wise landscape or native plants type. So it definitely changes every few years.
A little history about you, and then we're going to take – well, let's take our call first. Billy Bob, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I had a quick comment on Shasta College. Back in 64, when they were designing and getting ready to move from the Shasta High School location, there was the discussion of a location and the site decisions made. And the big push was to put the college where the Mount Shasta Mall is today. And that was the number one choice. And the second choice was where Walmart and Anderson is. And those were the two locations. But I must say, thanks to the smart thinking of my father, he found the Smith property, which is the current location of the college, on 500 acres of the most choice farm ground in this area. And he pushed, and he had to struggle hard to get this agreed to. And everybody said, oh, it's out in the middle of nowhere. It'll never be anything. It's out in the boondocks. Well, anyway, for the sake of the college and the agricultural interests in Fall River and all the areas surrounding this location, he felt that we had to have a farm. And he built that. I mean, literally, with his determination. And now we have one of the finest colleges with the only, like you say, one of the five working farms in California. So that was a big struggle back in those days. So anyway, I just wanted to put that little bit of history in there.
Well, thanks a lot, Billy Bob. Appreciate that.
And for his father.
And for your father, yeah. So as Billy Bob pointed out, the different places it could have been, and now it ended up there. That was
Smith
interesting.
Yeah, we didn't know that little history we all learned, yeah. and how you know the naysayers said don't, but that rich farm ground and thank God, you know, you love it when you hear stories about somebody just this is where
it needs to be. Yeah.
So we were talking about horticulture and a little. We'd love to know before we in the next 5 minutes of this segment. A little history about yourself and how you got involved with horticulture. Was it something that you grew up with? Where did you attend school? And then what brought you to Shasta?
Well, I actually grew up in Trinity County, way out in High and Palm, but
I know High and
way
Palm.
Out beyond High and Palm, mm-hmm. So in a very isolated area. And we basically grew most of all of our own produce and canned it during the summer for winter. Use. And so I grew up kind of with that culture and didn't want to do that at all. In fact, I wanted to be a veterinarian. And I went to college at the Siskiyous. I was actually a homeschooler all of my younger years, never had attended any school, like a public school. And so I went to college at the Siskiyous, and then I transferred to UC Davis with the intention of becoming a veterinarian. And my mother passed away in the process of that, and I ended up having to take care of my youngest brother. And so it was not going to work out to keep going to school for another 7 years or so. And so I was looking around just like, what can I do to graduate and with the classes that I have? And I saw this poster for becoming an ag teacher and in high school and thought, well, that kind of fits. I do like working with youth. I like to work with animals and plants and outdoors and stuff. And so I switched my major, and I was able to graduate within a year, which I needed to do at that time. So I taught high school for 5 years. And when it'd be with all of my plant background just from growing up and then some classes that I took at the college, I ended up teaching in high school plant science, and that's a part of it. So I started in Wasco, where we grew, you know, acres of gladiolas. We had 100 acres of almonds and alfalfa and pumpkins and all of that sort of stuff. So I did that for 5 years, and then I wanted to move back up here closer to family. And so I started looking around for a job, and I ended up at Shasta College. So,
cool.
And that's
glad you're here.
Where I've been for the last 18 years.
Well, let
18,
me,
yes.
Let me ask the when you're growing something, it's not just planting it and throwing some water on it, is it?
No, that's a.
I mean, I maybe can do if that. You're,
maybe if you're super lucky and you have really great soil.
Maybe if you're in Jack and the Beanstalk, you know, you're in a nursery.
Okay. So it is a science.
Fairy tale.
Absolutely. You can mess it up a lot.
See, we've proven that. Gosh, we've killed everything we touched.
So, but you know, plants. Once you get it, it's not that complicated, but there is a process to it. And so you need to, once you kind of understand what plants need to grow and be successful in their growth, then you can be pretty successful at it. And
so the horticultural classes you take, mainly it's for the landscaping and that kind of stuff, but plants are plants, is that correct?
Correct.
Or is there another course that say you wanted to grow veggies?
We do actually, our horticulture program is a comprehensive program in that we teach both the nursery side of things and then we also teach the landscaping part of it. So we teach people about, you know, landscape design and irrigation stuff for the landscape side. But then we also teach the propagation, greenhouse management, and the growing. We teach organic gardening and that part of it. So we have an organic garden. We have a certified organic vineyard and a certified organic greenhouse, and so we teach that part of it as well as the conventional greenhouse. So we have 5 greenhouses, we have a vineyard and an organic garden,
all
and
that stuff's
an
out there. So you can come out and take a look at the farm and then all the other stuff that's out there.
We're having our Harvest Fest in October. It's October 7th. And that's a great way to come out and see everything that we're doing on the farm. We offer wagon tours with horses. We have draft horses that tour people around the farm, and our students talk about the different projects that they're doing. And you get to see a lot of the stuff that we're working on over the years. So our horticulture program grows around 1,000 poinsettias every year. We also grow about 10,000 starts in the springtime for all sorts of vegetables and flowers and things. So we have a lot of production as well as classes.
So we could come out there and buy starter tomatoes.
Oh, absolutely. People wait to buy our tomatoes every spring.
Still have those?
No, they're all long gone.
You've been hearing from Lamone Waite. Now, when I think of out past High and Palm and the name Lamone, it sounds like an old-time name.
I was born in the 60s. I'm lucky I wasn't named Sunshine or something. I'm sorry.
But Lamone, it's just beautiful. It's like see, isn't it funny? Lemon?
Yeah, it means lemon yellow in France.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, we've got a break, but I've got a stumper for you here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Head of horticultural. Okay. I have a lemon tree.
Uh-huh.
The lemon tree is thriving. It's had one lemon on it in 8 years. What do I need to do to make sure there's lemons on it? It was a cool lemon, too, though.
So lemons need a lot of fertilizer in order to produce.
Okay.
And not nitrogen fertilizer, though. They need more. You want to get a fruit tree type fertilizer. Actually, they have citrus fertilizers, which is probably the best.
And when do I put that on?
You need to feed it.
You need to feed it. And they like to be fed every couple months, almost year round.
Oh, okay. So it's every, and then you put it on there and water it and
do it. I usually avoid feeding them in July and August because it's super hot. And I don't usually feed them in the dead cold of the winter because you don't want to encourage any new growth.
So when would I expect lemons then if I start doing
this? So they usually bloom, well, it depends a little bit on the variety, but a lot of times you get blooms in the winter time, and then they'll fruit over the summer, and then as soon as the cold starts, they usually start coloring up, and then usually you can start picking your fruit in November.
Okay, got it.
All right. Good. All right. Now, last year we had more than one lemon.
Okay, we had two lemons.
But I did throw
my peach
some
tree
citrus.
Is
I threw citrus food in there, but I'm going to
look for a citrus fertilizer or a fruit, you know, like for fruit tree fertilizer.
Okay.
Either one is fine.
Fruit tree. So I could do it with my peach tree, too.
Absolutely.
I've got peaches this year.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Now we got a question. We got somebody on the phone. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. You're on the air.
Hello, Randy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Do you have some comments?
Yeah, two comments. First comment, the best time in my life was, probably, I think it was 70, 71. I had two summer jobs out there at horticulture at Shasta College. You know, the summer jobs that was yeah. Anyway, that was great at Shasta College, the horticulture department and the farm. Anyway, my other comment is, last year I went to my niece's high school graduation, and she graduated from Davis. I think it's Davis High School. They're one of the high schools down in Davis. And she's involved in the, was it FFA or whatever, the raising the, anyway, they got quite the little farm thing. She, you know, toured me through the, you know, the pigs that she was raising, the sheep, you know. Anyway, I was just amazed at the high school, you know, down in that kind of country would be, you know, Davis.
Well, and we've got such a great place up here, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey, Randy, thanks for your phone call, man.
Okay, man. Bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, Lamone Waite, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
And unfortunately, we've had another great guest here from Shasta College.
Yeah, we're
but
excited.
She's the one, so you can get a hold of you or just a hold online and do the horticultural thing, right?
Yeah, it's lwaite@shastacollege.edu.
There you go. All right, hey, we'll be right back.
All right, bye.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 83 going up to 103 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You need Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. We heartily recommend, if you have any problems with the air conditioning, Alliance Heating and Air. They are just such great guys. Veteran-owned business. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, as we are into the final segment here and racing as fast as we can, because Peter Griggs from Shasta College has just brought in all these interesting people. This is not a two-hour show, man. We could have done it with you, though.
Right.
Okay.
So we're with Lori Berry this morning, and we're going to welcome her to the show. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And now, this is a program out at Shasta College called Community Education. Could you please tell us what that means and what's the difference between community education classes and regular college classes?
That's an excellent question. Thank you. The community education classes are kind of short-term classes in nature that are specifically for the community members that are looking for professional development or personal interest type classes. You want to develop a new hobby or just take up a new interest. They're short-term in nature. They aren't unit-based classes like the regular college classes. Regular college classes are designed for unit-based instruction where there might be
a curriculum,
certificates,
exactly,
diplomas,
a degree at the end. You transfer to a university where these are just short-term in nature.
These are mind stimulators.
Exactly. Yes, that's very well put.
Okay.
So it's just what am I going to do? You know, like 6 months from now, I'm retiring, or maybe it's summer school. You want to have your kids do stuff. You take a class just to like, what am I? Just keep it going. Thought provoking.
Right. Well, then summer, which is a good example, we try to focus on summer camps for kids. And our goal is to also have some summer camps for adults. But primarily now it's these summer camps for kids where we offer volleyball camps, basketball camps, soccer camps, all kinds of variety of activities for the kids that are out of school and parents are working. And it's like, what kind of activities are they going to keep their children busy with?
Sure.
So they're not at home and stuck. They're out being active. And
what other kind of classes, though, are there? I mean, that's for kids, but what about for adults that come in there?
Yeah. Gosh, professional development. We have leadership-type classes. We have technical skill-type building classes, like computer classes. We have personal interests we have like Tai Chi, we have karate, we have aqua aerobics.
Okay, so these wouldn't be things like woodworking or stuff like that. That would go through the regular,
we could certainly
this
add
in. This is Peter
in,
Griggs, by the way.
Sorry, this is Peter. We can certainly add in other classes, and that is the great part about community education is that Lori is always looking for great instructors who have taken, you know, through the years, either a hobby that they have, you know, really developed out, or through their profession. They want to give back and train other people. So if you're a professional out there or a hobbyist with a great deal of skill, you're looking at doing something like a woodworking class, haven't been too familiar with the community yet or how you might get that started, call Lori, and she can definitely help you out. We just had Lamone Wade on here through our horticulture department. One of the classes in here is floral arrangement.
Ooh.
I'll stumble over
beautiful.
That.
Okay, so these are just kind of like really cool things that you might want
to
just
take
learn
it to
about.
Community college.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And when you talk about the, what are they, a month-long class, once a week, or how do they,
It all varies in nature. We have, a one-day workshop. We have other classes that go 8 weeks. It just kind of depends on what the class is, and we want to make sure it's a really good, thorough learning experience. So some are longer, some are short, but it just really all varies. And people can sign up all throughout the year. It's not where if you don't get in on the first day of the semester and you don't sign up, you're missing out on a class. Classes go all year round. It is a year-round program. You can just call up the office or go online and see what classes are coming up available and just sign up at any time and take a class of interest.
That's fantastic.
How much do they cost? Are they all the same? I'm sure there must be some kind of fees. Like if you're bringing okay, I'm taking a class, but I've also got to have $20 for flowers, for floral arranging.
Oh,
that
right.
kind of stuff.
Now, those type of classes, it's a one-time fee for the class, and mm-hmm. everything's included. So for
oh,
the floral
okay.
design, you show up for class, we have all the flowers, all the materials.
Cool.
You
wow.
build a beautiful bouquet and take it home with you at the end of the class. So all that's provided in the
okay.
fees that we charge for the classes, and they vary.
Yeah.
It just kind of varying depending on the nature of the class, but not very expensive. That's what's
it's
nice
fantastic.
About it.
That just, you know, we forget. Again, here is Shasta College. It's a jewel. Mind expanding, keep yourself motivated with some kind of, like you said, extension of a hobby or something new that perhaps mm-hmm. you don't really feel like you want to take a 3-month or a 6-month, but go online and find out from Shasta College, EDU.
Correct, shastacollege.edu.
Yeah.
One of the things, another aspect of community ed, which I think we should probably mention, is the employer aspect. If there is an employer out there who, for whatever reason, thinks, boy, a leadership class for a lot of new managers that I have would be a great thing. Lori can help set something like that up. Or Excel training. I'd really like my support staff to have a deeper, richer understanding of, you know, this particular application. Those are other things that community ed can help set up that are more one-time, quick trainings.
How about, like, sales? You know, for salespeople, you know, for people entering the sales forces, what are some of the attributes for becoming a successful salesperson?
I'm sure that could also be a class. I don't think that we have any currently. Mm-hmm. But again, if you have a, you know, a salesperson out there who has done that their whole life, they've been very successful,
They could be retired, and they said, hey, look, you know, I've made my living off this, and I've been really good, and I'd be more than happy to have a class to, you know, to teach people on things that they should know about.
Exactly.
You know, people entering the sales force, I mean, there's a lot of them are kind of like they have to kind of stumble through it for the first few months.
And it's definitely a skill set to develop.
Yeah.
We have our community ed catalog, and that will be coming out here in the next week or two. It will be hitting mailboxes. We mail it directly to our community.
Oh, great.
So definitely be looking for that and go through it.
Now, what if Linda's got a great idea for a class? How does she do this?
She calls the community education office. We sit down and explore your ideas and see where we can go with it.
Sounds great. So anyway, thank you so much. We've had just a wonderful morning here with Shasta Community College, with the Ag Department and the Horticulture Department, and then last but not least, talking about community education. And we just, you know, think the community that learns together and expands their minds together, stays together, grows a beautiful community. It makes it there. You can't be an isolationist and be successful in a community, I think. So I like the idea of the fact that you can sign up for these classes, nominal fee, and just get, and there's all kinds of bus. You can take buses. Local RABA goes to the college. There is a way to go and take these classes that, like I said, you're not in 6 months. So I think for those people who don't want to get stuck in, like, committing, huge commitment, this is a way to be able to get in and get their feet wet a little bit.
In a non-credit environment,
yeah.
Correct.
And now how do we sign up?
Oh, you go online, the Shasta College website. You click on the community tab, and that's where you find community education. The online catalog's right there. You have all the classes listed, and it's just a click away. You pick the class that you want, you sign up, or you can call the community ed office because our contact information's right there. So they can give us a call, and we can, you know, help people sign up over the phone, or they can just do it right online. Very convenient.
Sounds great.
It's cool. We could take florist? No, that wouldn't work for me. No. We can take some. I wonder if we can stop. We're going to look online.
Yeah.
And get this thing. Get your new catalog.
Yeah.
Make sure you send us one.
Yeah, we'll make sure you have a catalog.
Yeah. I like the one dayers.
Yes.
Or like the one day a week.
Yeah.
For a month.
Yeah.
That's good. That works.
Those are very popular.
Yes.
One day a week for a couple hours at the most.
Yeah,
and afterwards we have wine.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Peter Griggs. For bringing everybody in, and Lori Berry, who is the head of the community continuing education, and everybody you had here. What wonderful people that we had here today.
Well, Carl and Linda, thank you very much for having us. We really enjoy doing these with you.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things we can do out there, and you and I are going to go down and see the farm.
Absolutely. Great day. Have a wonderful day here. And, Carl, who's on tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Douglas Wright, attorney at law. He's going to come in, and we're going to talk on more problems facing people in business. Everybody,
and positive solutions.
And positive solutions. Have a great day. Stay cool. Don't leave anything alive in the car. God bless.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Kremlin denies any knowledge of a meeting between President Trump's eldest son and a Russian attorney who supposedly claimed to have dirt on Hillary Clinton. This was during the 2016 presidential campaign.
Donald Trump Jr. said Saturday the discussion focused on a program that used to let Americans adopt Russian kids. His statement did not mention Hillary Clinton. A day later, he shifted his account, saying the Kremlin-linked lawyer had told him she had information about Clinton. It appears Trump Jr.'s story changed after he was presented with more information from the New York Times, which